Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Just when we thought we were getting a break from the deadly wildfires here in Southern California, they have started up again. You know, thousands of residents have had to evacuate. They are talking about even more evacuations, including some celebrities' homes who have been lost to the blazes. Neil Young, Robin Thicke, Gerard Butler, and Miley Cyrus are among those whose houses were ravaged by the Woolsey Fire raging north of Los Angeles in Malibu country. You know, Butler posted a photo on Twitter of the charred remains of his Malibu home. He thanked the firefighters for their courage. Thicke posted statements on Instagram thanking the firefighters and volunteers. Everybody is risking their lives to save our homes. Miley Cyrus also posted on Twitter that she's completely devastated. You know, she says she's one of the lucky ones. Her animals are alive. She's alive. Everybody made it out safely, but their homes are no longer standing. A lot of memories shared by friends and family. But you know something? We are all grateful right now and sending much love and gratitude to the firefighters and LA County Sheriff's Department. And by the way, 44 people so far have died in the fires between Northern and Southern California. We're sending out our prayers for everyone's loss. And again, just grateful to all of the first responders. They are truly heroes. And speaking of heroes, that super guy named Stan Lee has died. He was 95 years old. Lee, of course, was co-creator of the iconic Marvel superheroes, including Black Panther, Thor, Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, and X-Men. Well, Disney's chairman and CEO Bob Iger said that, quote, Stan Lee was extraordinary as the characters he created, a superhero in his own right to Marvel fans around the world. Stan had the power to inspire, to entertain, and to connect. The scale of his imagination was only exceeded by the size of his heart. What wonderful words. Well, at least Stan got to see Wakanda Forever come to life in Black Panther on the big screen. And Stan, we are all grateful for that. Rest in peace. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.